Sketch artist for the Supreme Court. Nice work if you can get it, and doesn't sound like a job you would want to leave. But what if you got paid to? We wrap up our day's work with the true story of a company that offers employees a hefty sum of money to quit before they have even started. Stacey Vanek Smith reports for Freakonomics Radio.
How much do you like your job? If somebody offered you money to quit, how much would it take for you to do it?
This job is worth more than a million, definitely. It's just, I love it here. It's very hard to get in, but once you're in, it's just, it's kind of like the Wizard of Oz. We're in the Emerald City. That's what I feel like.
You're out of the woods, you're out of the gun, you're out of the night.
That's Christina Gomez. And would you believe she's talking about a job that pays just a few bucks above minimum wage? The job is at Zappos, an online shoe store that Amazon paid almost $1 billion for in 2009. At an employee training session in Las Vegas, everybody talked like that. Most of the 35 people in my session were headed to the company's call center, where they'll earn about $11 an hour, dealing with customer questions and complaints. But as it trains these new hires, Zappos also throws them a curveball. Here's Marcela Gutierrez, a trainer with Zappos.
Remember how we said that we want this to be more than a job for you guys? We want it to be a career. We want it to be a calling for everybody. I'm here to offer you $3,000 if you decide that this is not the right place for you.
It's known around Zappos as the offer. During training, when these new employees are already being paid, Zappos offers $3,000 to any new hire who wants to walk away from the job. It's been going on for a few years, and it's gotten some press, but secret or no, what is the company thinking? I put that question to company CEO Tony Shea, who masterminded the offer.
It's really putting the employee in the position of, do you care more about money or do you care more about this culture and the company? And if they care more about the easy money, then we probably aren't the right fit for them.
Zappos talks about its culture a lot. And Shea says that culture is enough to keep people from taking an offer anywhere else or Zappos' offer to leave. And when I say culture, I am not just talking about free soda in the break room and casual Fridays, as I discovered on the company tour with Zappos supervisor Lauren Becker.
So we've entered the main building. We can like officially kick off our real tour.
Everybody's wearing sneakers and T-shirts. There are sign-up sheets for picnics and poker groups. Conference rooms are decorated in outer space and under the sea themes.
It looks like the convergence of like seven different holidays.
It definitely does. You'll see that everybody's desk is decorated different. Their knickknacks are rubber duckies, streamers. It's pretty crazy.
People are so excited to join the crazy, they turn down the free money. Out of the nearly 2,000 people Zappos has trained, the company says only about 30 have ever taken the offer. Christina Gomez is one of those people. Remember her?
It's kind of like the Wizard of Oz. We're in the Emerald City. That's what I feel like.
Turns out, a week after I talked with her, Gomez took the offer. I called her up to ask her what pulled the curtain back.
It was very cult-like, you know. It was a honeymoon period, and then, you know, I started getting comfortable with Zappos, and then I started seeing maybe some of the things that I didn't really like about it. And so we broke up.
Gomez says the offer wasn't the main reason she quit. She says the schedule Zappos gave her didn't work with her childcare and another job she has at Apple. But how big of an incentive is the offer? $3,000 equals 2 months of busting your hump in a call center. The fact almost no one takes it just doesn't make sense. It does, however, make sense to Dan Ariely, a behavioral economist at Duke who studies decision making. He says that easy money is actually not so easy.
The reason that this trick works is that people spend 10 days, they become a part of the family.
Zappos is all about making trainees feel like family. There are happy hours and scavenger hunts and team projects. And after all that, and before you've actually started working, you get the offer. It's a limited time thing. And when it expires, that's when its real power kicks in, says Ariely.
There's something called cognitive dissonance that says that if you've acted in a certain way, over time you're going to overly justify your behavior. So the next morning after you rejected the $3,000, you're going to wake up and say, my goodness, I really must love this company if I rejected this amount.
Translation, we like suffering for things we love. We like it so much that if we suffer for something, we will actually decide we must love it. Arielle says fraternities and sororities work like this when they make rushers stand in the rain or run naked across campus, turning indignity into allegiance. Militaries, sports teams, religious cults all use this tactic too, combining our intense desire to belong with our intense desire to justify our actions. The result? A group of employees who won't even quit if you pay them.
Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith there reporting for Freakonomics Radio. So glad you could join us for our little exploration of life at work today, but it is not over yet. The conversation continues on our Facebook page, facebook.com/wordofmouthradio, where we pose this question: what is the greatest work freakout scene on film? Here are a few of the responses so far. Peter Finch's iconic scene from Network.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
Edward Norton's self-beating scene from Fight Club.
What the hell are you doing?
And, of course, Jerry Maguire.
Who's coming with me?
Did we miss any? Let us know on our Facebook page, facebook.com/wordofmouthradio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Please join us for more Word of Mouth tomorrow, too, right here on New Hampshire Public Radio.